The more time I spend here, the more I become a person that doesn't get on with their parents. And those kinds of people rarely end up happy. They aren't good people, they're messy and they've failed somehow. I can't stand it when Dad tries to hug me. He's been a great dad and he's loved me so much and he's never done anything, you know, weird. And yet I get really tense every time he tries to cuddle me. I can't stand it. And it's really sad. I don't know when it all became so difficult. When I was little, I used to be so excited about coming back at the end of the school day. We'd put the fire on and have dinner and snuggle on the sofa. And in the holidays, we'd spend days and days in our pajamas, just me and Dad, just reading or watching films or eating crumpets. And it was cosy and great and home. And then something happens and suddenly one time you come back and it looks different. Really different, because you changed and suddenly you find yourself judging. It's like you put on these glasses and suddenly a snack isn't a snack anymore because you're hungry. It's a ridiculous fucking Parmesan puff that Dad buys to look smart. And you realise that your family, the people you come from, are actually the kind of people who eat Parmesan puffs. But you've become the kind of person that thinks that the kind of people who eat Parmesan puffs are pretentious. But they're still Mum and Dad, right? But you have to laugh at the Parmesan puff people, because if you don't, then it's like you don't realise that the Parmesan puff actually means wealth and snobbery and social exclusion and weird aspiration. And if you don't see that, then you're condoning it. You're accepting all that. And I do see it, so I should laugh. But it's still Dad, and that's what I grew up with. So you're actually laughing at yourself. But worse, your own home, you're laughing at your dad, and that's awful and heartbreaking. And I'm at home and I feel homesick.